Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mech. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mech, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
What's going on, Ted?
What up, Steve?
Turn my headphones up and down. I don't know what the hell I'm doing now.
Yeah, I don't know either. I feel like I'm yelling over the song.
It's Ted, you hear me?
I see you. It's good to see you, my man.
It did seem like the music was really loud and we were low.
Dude, I don't know how to work this board yet. The Mega Studios right now are colder than a witch's nipple.
I walked in, started nipping out, and went and put on a hoodie.
Yep, they're going right now.
It's like
a freaking igloo in here.
It is, man.
I don't understand what studio is warm. One studio is warm, other ones are cold. I don't get it, man. This whole place is weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. And then do your podcast, right? So that's where we, the Men's Room, broadcast out of.
Yeah.
And it's weird. A lot of other studios are cold. Sometimes that one's hot.
It was when I did the Migscast yesterday. It was a little toasty in there, and I don't know what to do. I just took my shirt off. It was very awkward.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. Somebody on your show turned the damn air off.
It was probably Sarah.
All right.
She is so weird when it comes to. It's like she's always cold. So, like, back at the old station, when we were in the old building, she would jack up the heat to, like, 80 degrees, and everyone else is, like, sweating in there, and I'd walk in, and be like, why is it so warm in here? And, like, Sarah's cold. I'm like, well, tell Sarah to put a jacket on.
Yeah, because I went in the main studio to go do, like, my crosstalk, and I was like, ugh, like, it's hot in here. We looked at the temperature thing, and it was, like, 76, so I was like, that doesn't make sense.
No.
Then we went into our studio, it was super hot, and then Mike Hawk, because he can do everything for us, was like, oh, I'll mess with it.
It's impressive that your Johnson is able to do all. No, okay.
He goes, yeah, somebody turned it off, so it's just been heating up in here.
I ain't saying that she did, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, prima donnas, man.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yep, nepotism. Daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm. Doing what she wants with the heat.
Dude, it was great. I wish I had the audio right now to play for you. In fact, I could probably find it. You know, we do Facebook drama on our show, and part of the bit is that we get people on our show to act out the people that are posting on their Facebook page. So we find real Facebook posts, and then whatever the thread is, I'll assign people on our show to play the role of Tom. You're playing the role of Bobby. You're playing the role of Julie or whatever it is. Well, this morning, when we were doing Facebook drama, there was a woman who's like being accused of being trashy because she likes reality television, right?
All right.
And this guy is giving her a hard time, but then the guy starts flirting with her. And she starts flirting back. So, of course, who do I have play the girl? Sarah. Who do I have play the guy? BJ.
Oh.
More often than not, he reads these things beforehand. So I was waiting for him to be like, bro, that's effed up. And I would have fixed it.
Oh.
He didn't proofread this one until it got to the line where the dude's like, you want to get laid. And it's awkward. I have it if you want to hear it.
Let's do the push-ups. I want to hear this, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? That's a good call because I want to get warm. No, don't do it yet. I want to get warm. It's too warm. It's too cold in here.
Do you need a hoodie?
No, but I think a little push-ups will help. And Ted, I did this one for you. I know summer's almost over.
All right, she's back. I need this today, Steve.
You know, it's for Bieber and his twisted testicle.
Did you see this one like 6-time platinum or something?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Anything can make money. Just kidding. Just kidding, Ted. For all you DJ Khaled fans, I'm only playing. I like it. Let's get Ted to get the heart racing, the blood pumping in the brain. Functioning.
Here we go, baby. Another one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am.
But you always do push-ups quicker.
Yeah.
That might have been the one time I was actually right there with you. Like, that song does get me pumped.
Dude, that song right on the beat. It's a good BPM for push-ups.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
So, right now, what we see happening in Houston.
Yep.
You know, just everywhere in that Houston area in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad stuff going on. So, rightfully so, you see an outpour of emotion and compassion for these people that are in trouble.
I saw that today. I was at the gym on TV. It was like a breaking news, elderly couple stuck in their car in basically what looks like the ocean now.
And it's unbelievable.
Dude, it was really powerful to watch. There was a line of people all holding hands to build like a chain.
Yeah.
So they could get out there and pull the and pull the people in.
I didn't move
on to arms, so I have no idea if they did okay. Sorry.
I mean, did you see some of the tweets? I'm trying to find the town. Port Arthur?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. I started watching that last night. Basically, the storm rolled back in, and then the whole town was underwater.
Jeez.
And it was so rough because of the water, they couldn't send in any boats. So people were just tweeting out, here's my address. Please help. Like,
wow.
Either we're pregnant or we have old people. So, I mean, it's great to see this outpouring of compassion. And I don't know. There's just something to be learned from that, I think.
I think a lot of times when crap goes downhill, it brings out the best in people in a weird way.
It does.
And we needed that right now. This, don't you think? I mean, not that I'm saying that this happened for a reason. I don't necessarily think like that. Like, well, this awful thing happened for a reason because we needed people to get together. But I think if there is a benefit, no different than when 9/11 happened, no different than when any tragedy happens. You know, we're in a really weird racial divide as a country. And I feel like everything kind of went to the back burner and people just started treating each other like human beings. And that's a great example to live by. And it sometimes takes a tragedy for that to happen.
Yeah. Right.
It sucks.
Right. So I just want people to remember that compassion for your fellow person after this too.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to stop when all of a sudden everything is getting better and, you know,
right. Because I mean, the storm's not even over. It's reorganized. And then when it is over in a week or two, the politicians will show back up.
Yep.
And we'll get into this giant argument about who should pay for this, who should pay for that. And right. We'll lose all that kind of compassion and empathy we had for each other.
Right. Because you look at that human chain of people, and I bet your ass. I mean, I'm willing to bet all my money in my pocket right now, which is only like $7, but still, that's a lot of money. That there are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are super right, super left that are all holding hands, not worrying about their Facebook posts and arguing over the dumbest trivial bullcrap. All they cared about is getting this old couple out of their car and alive.
Yeah.
There's something pretty powerful about that.
It is. So, yeah, I just want people to have it. All the time.
Did you see the woman that went up on a CNN reporter?
I haven't heard the audio.
Oh, bro. It's powerful. It's one of those moments.
Which is weird, because yesterday on the men's room, when I was talking about the storm, I was saying, like, I wonder sometimes, is it necessary to go to the shelters and interview all these people?
I think it's completely unnecessary. BJ and I had a little bit of a disagreement. He doesn't think like they should do, like, it's like, in his head, he's like, I get it. I want to help. I'm going to donate money. You don't need to keep beating me over the head over it. I'm of the camp that news coverage, if they're going to cover what's going on, it does open eyes to people that maybe aren't living under a rock, disconnected from. So if you keep bringing it up, people are be like, oh, crap, that's really bad. I should try and help out. I don't think there's anything wrong with reporting on the news.
Correct.
I think it's awful, completely awful, when you take when a reporter goes out there with a microphone in their hand and some woman's soaking wet, worried about her family, and all you want to do is get a soundbite.
Yeah. I mean, this was the conversation we were having. And I'll give Miles credit. He made a good point. Like, you know, you got to get quotes from somewhere. You can't make them up. That's journalism. And I'm like, you're right. I don't know what that line is, because I'm with you. You need TV and news there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to cover this stuff. But I'm with you. I do think when people are in shelters or whatever, like, I don't know. If somebody comes up and wants to tell a story, some of the stories are great to hear, but yeah, sometimes, too, I'm just like, I don't know if this is the time to put a microphone in their face.
And also, you know, it's like, it goes back to the grade. This is a whole different argument, and it's way more trivial in the eyes of, like, football players that don't want to talk to the media. Leave those players alone, because there's enough people out there that play football that are media whores that would love to talk to the media. No different than if someone's dealing with a tragedy like a flood, leave them alone. There are probably going to be someone who walks by and sees the camera with the microphone and is like, hey, you want me to talk to you? Talk to that guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this woman not having it when the reporter wants to talk about what's going on with all the floods.
Now, you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
you
that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the is wrong with us.
So I'm so
and
sorry.
And you really
man.
Trying to understand with the microphone still in my face, sorry. With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting the microphone
sorry,
in
man.
My face.
Sorry.
Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
Clearly fake news. I mean, she didn't sound upset
wow.
at all. Right?
Wow.
I mean, that woman had nothing to say other than, I'm sorry.
Well, what are you going to say? And this brings up, right? I don't know.
And, here's a towel. Dry up and answer my questions.
Yeah, and I am not going to attack personally reporters either because somebody's telling them to go to these shelters.
Right, right.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, I don't know what the answer is because we both agree.
I'm sorry.
News should be there, right?
Sorry. Like,
right, that's a weird line.
Sorry,
there,
Ted.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
so sorry.
And you can hear, she knows too. As soon as that woman starts going on, she knows, like, she's right. I should not be.
And you know, in the back of her head, she's like, freaking, just cut in and get me off of this camera so I can walk away from the situation.
Why does she keep, what she keeps saying, it's still in front of me? It sounds like she's still holding it, just going, sorry.
My
sorry.
Bad. I'm still doing it, but my bad. I know you're mad at me for doing this. I'm still, and I'm sorry I'm doing this, but I'm still doing it. My
yeah, I can
bad.
Tell you're pissed, but my bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, when we get back, we'll revisit Facebook drama where things got really awkward between me and BJ. It was awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, it was great, dude. Any chance I could get to just kind of take, I thought he was going to bust me before we even went on the air with it. So the fact that we went, when we come back, if you haven't heard Facebook drama, today's Facebook drama, it's epic, not because of the actual drama on the Facebook, but because of the drama between BJ and I when the Megacast returns. Sorry.
Life is a honeymoon when listening to Chet and Steve. The Megacast will be back.
Life is a honeymoon, you're gonna live it. Let love keep us lifting, my dear. Turn up a summer soon, we're gonna kick it. Get it sounding like Hendrix and Deer. Sound us a visit, cause we wanna sip it. Not missing a moment we're giving, cause life is a honeymoon, we're gonna live it. Let love keep us lifting, my dear.
Hi, are you looking for that special gift? Say around $100 for that special someone that you've bought everything for. Well, how would you like to buy them a cloud? That's right. Just like stars, we have millions of clouds in the sky and they need names. Right now, through this special offer, the National Cloud Registry will name a cloud after someone you love. The National Cloud Registry will not only name a cloud in your friend's or loved one's name, they'll track it and tell you when it might be in your area. Just think, your big, beautiful, puffy cloud may someday develop into a thunderstorm, a tornado, even a hurricane, possibly injuring hundreds of people and doing millions of dollars in damage. And it will carry your name on it throughout history. Just think of it. That storm of the century came from Bob the Cloud. Now that's a unique gift. So send your money today to the National Cloud Registry and have us name a big fluffy cloud for that someone special.
Send your non-refundable cashier's check for $99.95 to the National Cloud Registry. No guarantee. Cloud could be big and fluffy, could be small and puny, may not even be in your area. Some clouds may have multiple names. Check Weather Channel for wind cloud may be in your area. Send your money today.
Okay.
Hello, human. My name is Robot. Grace the Australian Robot. And the Megacast is back.
Get up off your knees, girl. Stand face to face with your God. Find out what you are. Hello, my name is Human. And I came down from the sky.
I'm never going to get sick of this song, Ted.
Actually, I really like this song, too.
It's so freaking good. If you haven't purchased a Highly Suspect record, there's like 7 or 8 just solid jams on that record. Solid jams.
Solid jams, man.
Solid jams, part 3.
Ooh, solid jams.
Some of your favorite sports, jock rock. In the middle of creating some solid jams, Ted, in the recording studio.
You are.
I have not. It's weird. I've slept both Monday night and Tuesday night in my bed. I've been sleeping alongside my wife, but I have not seen my wife since Sunday. And here we are Wednesday, like, because Monday night all day, and I didn't get home until midnight, come do the radio show, finish the show, go back to the studio, Robert Lang Studios, which is incredible. Such a beautiful studio.
Well, and you did a podcast after the show.
Did a podcast also. Then go back there, finished our recordings. Didn't get done until like 11 at night. Well, didn't get done until like 10-ish. Got home at 11 because it's in Shoreline. Sid's already asleep. I haven't seen her. It's weird. Like, I'm in bed with her both nights, but I'm not. So I'm looking forward to today, man. Get home. I'm just so excited to see my wife. It's like, oh, I'm ready. But man, bro, I can't wait to play you some of this stuff.
I got
to
say, like, I've seen you. Like, I've partied with you and stuff. Like, I've seen you physically tired, but like, you
look, I look like ass.
I don't know if I'd say ass, but you legit kind of like, I'm like, oh, he wants to go home and take a nap.
Yeah, I want to go. I mean,
you don't look weary like you've been partying or nothing. Just physically look tired.
I look like I have been working on 3 hours of sleep for the last two nights, which I have. It's a shocker. Three, four hours.
I kind of feel bad now bitching about Tulsa Turton last night. I still got like 5 hours of sleep.
Now I got like three. I slept in until about 3:15. Yeah, man.
God.
I haven't
shaved. You got to get some self-discipline, Steve. Sleeping in until 3:15.
I know, dude. I know, I'm slacking. The show's going to suffer because of it. But bro, I can't wait. So many exciting things about this. The band's called Bruiser Brody. It features myself on drums, Glenn from Windowpane on guitar, JT from Clover Jane, Outshine, Jarflies, every band, you name it, he's in it.
Right.
Now Bruiser Brody, he's on guitar as well. Jeff Rouse from Duff McKagan's Loaded. He also fronts a band called The Guessing Game. He's on bass. And Travis Brack from Second Coming and Postmodern Heroes, I think. Postmodern Heroes. Incredible singer. He sang at that Alice in Chains Layne Staley tribute night at the Moore Theater. The guy who sang Junkhead, that's Travis. Guy's got pipes like a son of a bitch. But you were cracking up because we were talking about how, I'm like, I can't wait for Ted to hear it, because not only did we record at London Bridge Studios, which was phenomenal, and thank you to Bob Lang and Scott McKinley and the rest of the crew over there for letting us have the opportunity to record there. But we're getting the record, the 5-song EP, mixed by Brett Eliason. He's the mixer for Pearl Jam.
Nice.
Doesn't suck. He's also friends with Glenn from Windowpane. He produced the Windowpane record. So he's like, hey, man, I got some downtime. I just finished working on this small project for Pearl Jam, you know, this live concert movie, the Wrigley Field one. I'm done mixing the sound for that. So, yeah, I'll mix your stuff. So I can't wait for that. I mean, I'm a Pearl Jam fan. The fact that
you're wearing a Pearl Jam shirt.
Oh, shoot, I am. Bro, I don't even know where I am right now.
I don't know if I've ever seen somebody wearing the shirt of the Panther look me dead in the eye and go, oh, I'm a Pearl Jam fan. Like, yeah, dude, I get it.
You're wearing a Pearl Jam shirt, you moron. Really? And I had to look down. I didn't even believe you. I'm like, bull crap, Ted.
I know.
Well, yeah, look at that. I got my Pearl Jam shirt on.
It's got a clean-looking Pearl Jam shirt on.
I love this shirt. I'm happy I wore it today. So anyways, it's very exciting. But Ted, I was mentioning it to him when we were in the break, and you're like, hey, man, what's up with your singer guy, Travis? Is he like just always like angry?
Brooding. I think brooding. It's like he always looks so mad in those pictures.
Right, because we were fortunate, our buddy James Kennedy, you know, from System 7, a phenomenal photographer.
Yeah, I know him.
He came down to the studio and took a bunch of pictures, including what now has turned out to be our band picture, you know? And it's all of us standing in front of my drum set, and Travis is sitting on my bass drum, and there's the Bruiser Brody logo in between his legs. It looks cool. And if you look at the picture, you can go to, if you look for Bruiser Brody Band on Facebook, you can find our Facebook page and you'll see the picture. And please like us. We need more likes. everybody in the band looks all serious. They all got, I don't take band photos. Like, these guys are all seasoned band pros. Like, Travis was, Second Coming was on Columbia Records. I mean, he was a legit big deal at one point. Like, that band was going to blow up and then they broke up and tried to do it again and it didn't happen. But he's been through the rock and roll lifestyle. Obviously, the rest of the guys have too. So we take the picture, and in the picture, I have no idea what's going on. So I'm smiling from ear to ear. You know, I'm like, this is amazing. You know, we're all holding across our arms, looking tough. Everyone's looking tough. They're mean mugging. Everyone else is mean mugging. And then James sends me the picture, and I'm just smiling. I'm like, hey. And Travis is like, bro, you don't smile in the pictures. He's like, you got to know that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, whenever the band takes the pictures, once the camera comes out, smiles go away.
All right, so he's like, not that angry. Just the look.
He's super great. You'd love this dude. He's a bro. He's awesome. He's just a good dude.
Should we take a picture today? Like we're doing a band photo and look mad?
Look mean mugging.
Yeah.
And I was even in my head, I'm such a nerd. I was like, because sometimes with the donkeys, when we take pictures, Munson, and through Munson form, we're like, we mean mugging on this one. Or we're smiling or mean mugging. And it always gets screwed up because we're drunk. But
yeah.
So I thought in my head, I'm like, should I say, are we mean mugging? But they're going to probably make fun of me. Well, long story short, I get made fun of because I'm smiling. Because
you didn't mean mug.
I didn't mean mug. So we got to work on our mean mug.
Yeah.
But when we get a MegaCast promo picture done, we're mean mugging.
Yeah, man.
And we got to make that sound. Instead of cheese, just go,
I feel like, too, when I mean mug, there's only one phrase that comes out of my mouth.
And what is?
Sup, bitches. But see, it's hard to keep the mean mug after you say it.
No!
All right, see, we'll do it again.
All right.
Sup, bitches.
I can't do it, man.
Right?
I can't do it.
The problem is, I can only be tough if I'm legit angry.
Right.
It's hard to turn on and off.
It's funny that we took another picture where we're like in another spot of Robert Lang's studio. They're not mean mugging, they're just straight faced.
Yeah.
And in that one, because I was like, oh, I probably should have mean mugged. So I mean mugged, and even Travis was like, bro, I was dying when I saw that picture. It looks like you just want to jump through the camera and beat the crap out of our fans.
Right?
Like, I can find that picture. It's hilarious.
It's like, Steve, there's a middle ground between like smiling and looking like you aggressively want to hurt somebody.
I haven't figured out that middle ground, Ted.
No.
Let me see if I can find that picture. Oh, yeah. Here, wait. And this one's also on the Facebook page. He's like, you just look like you're ready, like you're cocked and ready to just throw down.
Yeah, because Glenn almost looks okay and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You have the stance, too.
Like, you want to go?
Right.
Sup, bitches.
Sup, bitches.
All right, so do we have time to do it right now? Should we do some? Yeah, you know, we got time.
All right.
And then if we have to do just a super quick one after this. But so Facebook drama, like we mentioned earlier, we did it today. It's a chance for us to point out the stupid people on Facebook, and you'll hear the whole spiel on this
clip. How long have you been doing that on the show?
Man, it started on the Migscast.
I remember that. You guys started on the Migscast years ago.
It's got to be going on for like 4 years, which is crazy. It feels still like a new bit. Because we did it for about a year on the Migscast before people started saying, man, it'd be funny if BJ got involved in this. And then, because we would play the Migscast Facebook drama on BJ and Migs, or BJ Shea Morning Experience back then.
I was going to say, that was probably the STP cast back then.
It started, yeah, I think it originally got it started on the STP cast, so it's been going on for quite some time. So finally, you know, it's been now a fixture on, and it's so funny, because every time I talk to people, like, either A, they want to talk about Beat Migs on the show, B, Facebook drama, they love Facebook drama, or C, does Sarah really mean the things that she says? Sometimes she says some very inappropriate things about not using condoms and all that fun stuff. And I'm like, yep, everything you hear is true. So speaking of Sarah, this time around, I figured, let me see if BJ's proofreading the script before we go on the air. Because typically he does sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't. I fully expected it was just going to be an off-air prank. I was going to have him play the role of a guy that wants to bang this girl on Facebook. And she's down with it, too. So I was like, huh, Sarah's the girl? That is the guy. Well, BJ didn't proofread it, and this is what happened.
Time for Facebook Drama!
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Heritage. And at that moment, I forgot to have my little script in front of me.
Bye.
Bye. So I guessed, and I was wrong.
Only companies, Brown. Sure. Oh, actually, it's brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanics.
I like both those companies. Both
all right. You, I'll give BJ credit on that one.
We both clearly don't prepare.
And in this case, I like brown sugar bourbon, and people really do like Beacon Plumbing.
Including that one chick when Bobby Wagner went over. Hey.
Hey.
Delicious.
Or, sup, bitches.
Just don't combine the two.
Stop freaking, call Beacon,
and have a little beverage.
Then drink that BSB. BSB, bitch!
All right, BJ. Once again, this is our opportunity to point out the stupidity that's happening on Facebook. This is
I don't know if that's the official slogan for brown sugar bourbon. BSB, bitch. At BSBB.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say bitch that like happy and excited. That's not even offensive.
BSB, bitch.
BSB, bitches.
Hello, bitch. It's like Ned Flanders saying bitches.
Right.
Hello, bitches.
You know it, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Actual Facebook post, the drama.
Oh, I love BJ one time. Sorry, I keep interrupting this, but we had that picture of me, him, and Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And BJ's looking at the picture. He goes, man, you look cool next to him, which is debatable. He's like, you look cool next to him. I just look like I don't belong.
unfolds, and yep, we are acting it out. We have changed the names to protect the innocent and the stupid people. And this time around, Sarah, you'll be playing the role of the original poster. You will be Heather.
Oh, hey.
Vicky, you'll play the role of Laura.
Okay, time out.
I don't think Sarah knows either. No, they don't, because nobody knows who's playing who
until the show starts.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay.
She's real excited about it right now.
Right.
You'll be Carl.
Carl.
And I'll play the role of Kathy and Joe. That's right, Joe.
Joey D's nuts.
We'll be playing the role of Drew.
Oh. I don't know if you know, but Joey's middle name is just D.
Yeah.
Okay, so that we call him Joey D's nuts.
By the way, Carl, is that from my dog? From my dog, Carl? Oh, is that my RV?
Oh my gosh, that's right. Carl with the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Crazy with the K.
Crazy eye Carl. That's how you said Carl. I was like, wonder if that's just in his head for my dog.
Probably.
Rad.
I have one question.
Yes.
Now, at that moment, I thought he was going to be like, bro.
Can we switch?
Right. I have one question. Why am I playing the guy that wants to bang my daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. But no, that's not his question.
Is my character hot?
Yes. Then Carl is a hot man.
Then I am hot Carl. All right. Perfect. All right.
Oh, he's just going for a joke.
That's right.
He has no idea. Jokes.
No idea that he's about to ask to have sex with his own daughter.
All right, so the original poster once again is Heather. So, Sarah, please take it away.
I love Bachelor in Paradise. So trashy, but oh, so entertaining.
You would like trashy shows because you are trash. Makes sense.
Hey, Laura, STFU, my daughter's not trashy. I happen to enjoy that show as well. Does that make me trashy, Tim?
I'm a terrible female.
Oh, you were a chick?
Yes.
Oh, gee. I love shy, like, high voice or something, Steve.
I don't want to do the high voice because I think it's hard on the listener's ears.
Yeah, and I just sound like Tally.
Ew.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, you guys are both hashtag trashtastic. Like mother, like daughter, hashtag ratchet family.
So just because my mom and I like to watch a certain show, we're all of a sudden trashy? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Nah, I don't think it's because you watch that stupid show. I just think that in general. I mean, but hey, if it means anything, I think the trash look is sexy, so you want to go out sometime? LOL.
Now, at this point, he still doesn't know the next line, which is like him straight up asking for sex.
All right.
So,
by the way, who is this real Carl that's like hitting up a girl, calls her mom and her trashy, and then tries to holler at her?
No filters. People have no filters, Ted.
Ugh.
The only way I would ever hang out with you is if you watched all my trashy shows with me while I looked hashtag trashtastic doing it down.
Yeah, Steve, I'm looking at you, realizing you planned this.
How good did that feel when he reads that line and realizes it?
It's the most natural, amazing high I've ever felt. It was almost on the same high as being in front of 60,000 people at the Metallica concert.
I mean, right, that's just walking somebody into the dragon's lair and then like, oh, there's a dragon here? Like, yeah, dude.
That pause was, it couldn't ask for it to be better. I was almost hoping, like, I figured he would just go through the lines and then we would goof on him after the fact.
Yeah.
But that pause was fantastic.
What? Why do I lines? Have to play the part of the guy that wants to have sex with the woman that my daughter's playing the part of?
Read the lines, man. We're actors.
I was just, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you did. Would I get laid after? Heather, you better not hang out with this douche. You're so much better than him.
I know I am, Mama, but he is pretty cute.
Wow. Yeah, he is.
I like how Sarah doesn't even care.
Oh, no.
No, she's just like, all right, I'll read the lines. I don't give an F.
Can I come watch the show with you guys?
Hell yeah, you can.
Did this just turn into a mother-daughter Carl night? Winky tongue-out emoji? Yes! Hashtag trustastic bitches are the best! Hashtag calf-cow action! Hashtag Steve's a D!
I wasn't in the lines.
Yeah, Steve's a D, hashtag it.
Am I really reading all of this? Hashtag how the hell am I still single?
There you go. Joe's character guy speaks good words. There are single men out there that can't get anything going on, and this guy's able to pull that off.
I mean, I gotta admit, that part is ridiculous too. I mean, it's also that BJ had to read that, but like, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like, you're trashy, you're trashy.
You want an F?
Right, are you DTF?
Okay. All right, when we get back, we got a quick break we'll take, but when we come back, we got to find out whether or not Ted should be mad.
Yeah, man.
And it involves a coworker.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
Life is too short to last long, and so is this break. The Megacast will be back.
This weekend's mix of MMA versus boxing was such a big hit with fans. Other sports are following suit. Get ready for these future sports mashup matchups. Soccer versus football will become tackle soccer. Baseball versus cricket will be whack it. And tennis versus badminton will be fuzzy shuttlecock. Sports fans have spoken. They want two sports at the same time. Sports mashup matchups. Now the only question is, will they buy it on pay-per-view?
Oh, yes. Avenged Mother Sevenfold are back, and so are Chet and Steve. The Megacast is back.
So I arrived, naked and cold. A welcome change from the abeyance of a ghost down catacomb. Who is the crowd? Now to the cake as we perform here.
You know, if I was a good producer of this all, we got some Guns N' Roses music to play today.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that at all either.
Big GNR show happening this weekend. Both of us are going to be there. That's going to be awesome.
That is, man.
Hopefully you are able to find a shirt to wear for that, man.
Yeah, I ordered a shirt from a like boutique place on July 25th. And they just supposedly sent it to be shipped. I'm like, it's not going to be here. I ordered it over a month ago.
Wouldn't I have to shave the sheep, create the shirt? Make the ink and
I don't
slowly
know, man.
Paint it on the shirt? How does it take that long?
I don't know. I think sometimes, man, I just got excited. It was like this boutique little store in NYC, and I was like, that shirt is so cool. And then it's like, oh, yeah. Well, maybe the guy I saw that had it, it's because he lives in New York City and just probably went and bought it.
Yeah. Dude, I had that happen with like through Etsy, one of those things.
Yeah.
I found like I got a Fernando Rodney shirt of him doing the arrow.
Yeah.
I think by the time I got it, he wasn't even on the team anymore. It took forever.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating. I was like, this is going to be a dope shirt, even though he wasn't playing very well. But I just thought it was cool because I like when he shoots the arrow.
And that and I used to love that song, too.
Oh.
Yeah, Martin Gurex. Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
We used to listen to that song a lot.
Ted.
God, we need to listen to that song again.
You know, maybe next week on the push-ups. Bring it back.
Martin Gurex.
Maybe we'll bring back some of the big hits of over the past couple of years of doing the Megacast.
All right. Are you guys aren't crashing at the Gorge,
no.
Right, driving back?
Yeah, Sid, camping.
Come on, Ted. I know. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, that seems ridiculous, but I got to.
Here's how, I don't want to say high maintenance, but high maintenance my wife is when it comes to living arrangements. She will not camp.
All right.
If it's an RV, it's going to be a nice RV.
All right.
You know what I mean? So then I'm like, okay, I get you don't want to camp. How about maybe we find somewhere?
Would my trap house have worked?
Ooh, that'd be a tough one.
Really?
Yeah. She would do it. She would do it because she loves me and loves this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sup, soak bitches. It in.
Soak it in, man. But even I said, hey, so, you know, if we're too tired at the end of the concert, we could just grab like a hotel on the way. Cause you know, ideally Cave B would be dope, but that place is never available.
No.
I don't even know why they even advertise. Like it's always taken up by the crew. Whenever there's a concert at the Gorge, it's always sold out before you could even think of getting a room there.
Yeah. But you could stop in like Ellensburg or something, right?
That's what I was thinking.
And she's like, there are no hotels that are like quality enough in her head.
Really?
Dude, if there's one bad review on you, that's why I hate Yelp. And that's why I hate any of those websites that have reviews. One bad review that said they saw a cockroach. That hotel is dead to her.
Really?
Yes. One.
That's crazy.
It could have all five stars. They could even say, hey, a unicorn comes in the room and just sprinkles it with chocolate.
I don't know why. Oh, I don't want to know where it's sprinkling from.
Maybe a bad analogy or a bad description. Ted, I got 3 hours of sleep last night. You know Pearl Jam's my favorite band?
Yeah, man, you wear the shirt.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I mean, I got to be honest. Like, I've stayed in some terrible, terrible hotels.
Oh, yeah,
probably,
we have.
Probably Paramount was the first year we went to Spokane. That place was so horrible.
That was the worst hotel of all time.
But also, I've had some really fun times in some what look like shady hotel, but sometimes, like, I don't know. You just go to a small town. Like, there's just not options.
I'm with you, bro. We do the donkey trip. I mean, we stay at okay hotels.
Yeah, now we do.
But we've stayed at some real questionable ones and still had an awesome time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just a place to lay your head, man. Sometimes you got to wear a hoodie because you don't really want to lay your head on that bed.
Yeah.
And I have done that.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about some of the little road trips I take and stuff. Like, sometimes you just get to a town. It's like, I don't have a Holiday Inn or anything.
Yeah. So needless to say, we'll be driving back to Puyallup after the Guns N' Roses show.
All right.
It'll be fine. Luckily, it's on Sunday, and I'll be able to sleep all
day. You have Monday off.
And Saturday, I'll be able to rest up. By Sunday, I'm going to be raring to go. And honestly, after that concert, I feel like I'm going to be on such an adrenaline rush that I'll be fine to take that trip all the way back. I mean, dude, I've never seen Guns N' Roses with Slash and Duff in the band.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've only seen them when it's Guns N' Hired Hands, Guns N' Posers. So,
posers. Yeah, that's the only way I've seen them, too.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this.
Are you doing a stage announcement or anything?
No, I don't think we're doing anything. I don't think there's any kind of, like, because it's like Guns N' Roses aren't really promoting anything, so they don't work with, you know, obviously we're buddies with Duff, but it's not like I'm going to be like, hey, Duff.
And I think it's just me, you, and Taryn going out there.
Is that it?
Yeah, I know Taryn and I and Brad are going out.
Where are you guys sitting? Do you know?
I don't know. I just assume lawn.
That's what I'm assuming. All right, well, we'll make sure we all hook up together.
All right, cool.
Not like in a swingers kind of way.
Wow. You know, honestly, I'm the only one there without a girl. Like, that's up to Brad and Taryn.
Yeah.
What if you said,
hey, good news, guys. We're going to meet up with Steve and Sid. I already volunteered all of us to swing, if that's cool.
Right? I went ahead and set up a swing. Like, Brad's going to be like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I haven't met Sid yet. I'm sure she's a lovely lady. I see her picture. She seems very beautiful. Ted and Steve's a nice guy. I think he'll be very nice to Taryn, but I don't know about this.
Yeah, trust me. Sid's not the problem in this equation.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing here? You didn't even bring a girl, Ted. What are you doing?
And Ted's stretching. I'm ready to go.
I'm just here for the fun. Let's put it in work.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Woo!
Ted,
why did I just do high knees? That was going to help me in sex.
I went, woo!
Stretch it out, Steve.
Yeah, you never know. You might have to, like,
biometrics.
One of our coworkers just walked by and sees you kicking in the air.
Are you serious?
And I think it was the guy that you're wondering whether or not you should be mad at.
All right.
Let's talk about this before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Usually it's me that's having issues or maybe self-imposed issues with coworkers.
Yeah.
This time around, it's Ted, and I could not be happier and more excited to hear the story.
Yeah, I mean,
almost as happy as I am that I'm wearing a Pearl Jam shirt.
I mean, the bottom line is this. This person started working with us, what?
Ooh.
3 months ago?
I was going to say about five. Wait, when was WrestleMania? April.
April, all right.
So he started a few weeks after that. So May. Let's just say he started in May.
All right.
Yeah, so 3-4 months ago. Yeah, you're right.
So every time I see this person in the hallway, like, you can ask Steve. Like, I give a head nod or say what's up to everybody. I always say what's up to Eric Powers. By the way,
to the people.
I think I might be annoying that man.
Isn't he a nice guy?
He is, but I'm always running up on him talking about new rap, and he's just like, cool, man, that's what you're listening to. I'm like, yeah, why am I telling? Like,
he's like, I'm in my 40s. I don't listen to new rap, man. You want to talk about Biggie?
That's basically the look he gave me the other day. I was talking about something, and he was like, oh, so you're into that.
Anyhow. He's like, I don't even care about Bad and Bougie. You want to talk about...
Right.
Hypnotize?
I'm on the Cardi B now, Steve.
I don't even know what that means.
Bodak Yellow.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Oh, sorry, not Bodak Yellow. Oh, damn it, there's a rapper named Bodak. Cardi B. What is the name of her
I'm
song?
I'm starting to feel like Eric Powers right now. I'm like, I heard of that guy, and you're like, what's her name again? Did you see Post Malone was on Steve Austin's podcast?
Was he?
Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet.
Damn it. What the hell is the name of her song?
And people wonder why I suck at small talk.
Right. Her song is Bodak Yellow.
I don't even know what it sounds like.
But then there's a rapper whose name is...
like Bojack or something.
Right. He's close to that name.
Yeah.
You haven't heard Bodak Yellow yet?
I could just look it up right now. How do you spell... is it just spelled Bodak Yellow?
Yeah. Just put in Cardi B. It's her... it's like the top song.
Whoa. Oh. Cardi... I don't even know how to spell Cardi B, man.
C-A-R. Yeah.
All right, I got it. There it shows. All right, it's Cardi B and... whoa. I don't know what that was.
There's a lot of cursing in this, by the way.
Yeah, it has the explicit. I'll see how far we could get before... How many seconds do you think before it curses? And are we counting the N-word as a curse?
For us, we kind of have to.
I agree. I just didn't know.
It should start out all right. Just start out talking about she don't dance no more.
All right, well, how do you think? 20 seconds we can make it?
At least.
All right, let's see. Dance. So far, good. We're doing good so far.
Oh, no. Sorry, it's out.
We're done.
My bad.
11 seconds.
My bad.
And you know who just walked by? I'm not even kidding.
Eric.
Power to the people.
All right.
We should have brought him in and asked him about Cardi B.
So, right. So, like, Eric's a good example. Every time I see him, like, what's up? He's like, what's up?
Eric's an awesome dude.
Yeah, couldn't be nicer.
I remember way back in the day when I worked at the End and Cube was hot and End was hot and like those were two big powerhouse stations and our morning show was doing great. His morning show obviously was doing great with the T-Man. And I would go over there to meet up with Julie Pilot because she would hook me up with hip-hop CDs and I'd hook her up with rock CDs. We didn't care about competition. We were young and dumb. You know, we didn't buy into that.
Who cares?
Right. And I saw him and I thought, oh, he's going to be mad because he's like the guy over there.
Yeah.
He's royalty. Comes up, introduced. He's like, you're Steve, aren't you? He's like, oh, yeah, I like what you do, and blah, blah, blah. And was the nicest guy in the world. And ever since then, if anyone brings up Eric Powers, I would always just like get excited like how you are about him.
Yeah.
You know? He's just one of the true good guys in radio.
So picture the complete opposite of that. And I don't know that this guy's a bad guy or anything, but every time I see him, I'm like, hey, what's up or whatever. And he never even like acknowledges me.
No.
And he's only spoken to me once because he kind of needed something. So then today.
He talks to me a lot.
Right. So I kind of. Was like, all right, I'm just going to stop saying hi to him, whatever. And then today, as we're walking into the studio, like, he is close as Steve is to me, like, what, 2 feet?
If that.
And we make eye contact, like, hey, man.
And
he just stares at me and walks by.
And that affair, it's not like, you were already saying hi to someone else. So it was like the hi parade started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a Hempfest kind of way, but like the hello parade. You saw our production guy. You're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, ah. He's the next guy. He should be conditioned to say hi at that point. You know what I mean? It's contagious.
So now I'm just kind of pissed. I'm like, that's why I said, like, I don't get in trouble, but I just want to kind of stop in the hallway. Like, hey, partner, we got a problem? Like, what is the deal?
We should bring him in right now.
Right?
Like, I wish we could bring him in right now.
How hard is it to say hello?
Bro, I wish we could do that. You know we would be in so much trouble with our company. If we brought him in and said, what's the deal, man? Why don't you like Ted?
Right?
Ted's real likable. Everyone likes Ted. Typically, people don't like me, apparently. They write mean things on my packages.
Old Steve?
Old Steve. Steve needs to lose the ego. You're nice to me, and I'm the old ego guy.
Yeah.
Ted's young and lovable. Give him a hug.
I should. Dude, I should start going over the top. What up?
My man!
Hey! What's up, D-Bizzle?
Yeah, so this week on Should I Be Pissed, it's me.
And I think you should be.
Yeah.
Like I'm the worst guy. I'm, of course, going to be like, I love stirring the pot. I just had BJ have sex with his daughter on the Facebook drama.
It's probably not a big deal. I'm just like, yeah, damn, man, just say hello.
How hard is it to say hello?
And that's what I'm saying. The only time he's ever stopped down to talk to me was because he honestly needed something. So, I mean, like for a person
so
like
he
me,
needed like a favor.
Yeah.
Oh, That's a dick move.
Hey, you know this person or that person, right? What's up? So that's the only time we've talked.
So he knows who you are. He knows that you... I'm stirring the pot. I'm sorry. I should stop.
Oh,
Ted, but, you shouldn't be mad. He seems like a nice man.
All right, all right. I got to go anyhow, Steve.
All right, yep. I'm sure he would stick around. Just kidding.
All right. To pump these out.
Take it out on the push-ups.
Yeah.
You better get it, Floor. I'm treating you like that guy. All right, get Ted Mega family. We love you guys for this. And gals, of course. Especially love you ladies.
Yeah, mega hugs. What's up, bitches?
Green Mugget. I'm the one. I'm the only one. Another one. Don't you know, God? Don't you know?
It is nice. You can just hop out without worrying about hitting my head on the desk.
Yeah, it's a very compact but a minimalistic studio.
Yeah.
It's cold as F, though.
Glad I got this hoodie on.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.
Peace.
Bitches.